it's hard for transfers to come in and immediately make an impact, regardless of, you know, if you're moving up in a division, moving down in a division, whatever. What was your kind of guys' mindset coming to MSUM and trying to make that impact right away as a transfer and as an upper class transfer where you're kind of leaned on a little bit for a little bit of leadership qualities as well with some of the younger guys? How did you guys kind of navigate that course a little bit, because it's so challenging and different for you guys in different perspectives, I guess?
Well, I'll start it off. Originally, you know, last year was my fourth year. I didn't want to wrestle again. I wanted to be done competing. So I pretty much retired. And I don't know, I just, after a few months off the mat, I got that itch back a little bit. And I mean, PJ's my roommate, Mason Godey's my roommate. And they were here and they were talking about practice and wrestling. And I thought I had a little left in the tank. So Coach Nelson gave me a great opportunity, and I kind of wrestled with the choice to come back to wrestling. I mean, it's hard work, hard on the body, and I mean, it's just a battle mentally and physically. So I'm just super grateful I took the opportunity, and this team brought me in. I knew a few guys before, just from being Fargo-Moorhead area, but they really just took me in. I got to know them really quickly, and I just felt like I got into that role where I'm a fifth year. I can teach what I know, try to just show by example and lead by example and just do the right things in my mind. And when success comes and you're doing the right things, it's noticed by the whole team, and it's just, I feel like PJ and I made a great impact. We battle every day in the room. It was just a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, no, kind of like what he said, I think I also like met some of these Moorhead guys before I decided to transfer. So I kind of got to know them on a personal level, and it's just like the way they talked about the team, and it just kind of got me like really interested. And then when I decided that I wanted to hit the transfer portal, I got in touch with Nelson, and I really liked him like right when I first met him. So just coming in to Moorhead, the practices and like the team kind of got me like nervous at first, because like I was kind of like the team kind of seemed like I was expected to do a lot. And it just like, it seemed like I had a lot of pressure on me. But what I really liked about them is that they made sure that I didn't like hold that much pressure on myself, because they always told me, just wrestle hard. We love the fact that you came over here and just wrestle hard for the team. And that's kind of what I do every day. Like Henny said, we scrap every day. And Nelson says that us always scrapping together kind of just like intensifies the room in general. Everyone else starts getting all competitive, and he just loves the competitive aspect that we bring into the room. And yeah, it's the same thing with Mason Godey. Like whenever we start wrestling too, it's just like, it just kind of works, and everyone just starts bringing it.
And you guys, it's so fascinating to me, because like your regional tracks were almost identical. I mean, you win your first round, you get matched up with the number one guy in the country in each of the individual weight classes, two guys that had beaten you previously earlier in the year. How did you guys kind of enter the regional tournament knowing that you were going to have to go through guys that you have seen before? I mean, I think Barnhart was a Tech fall when we wrestled him here. And I think a major, and then it was overtime with Henschel at Parkside. How did you guys kind of adjust your strategy going into those matches, knowing that obviously this is an opportunity to qualify for nationals, beating these guys, and obviously both of you guys took advantage of it? I mean, what was kind of the shift in maybe strategy, or kind of how you thought about going into a match with two really formidable opponents like that?
Well, actually, what I think was kind of cool is, for me, whenever I come into wrestling, I kind of get like nervous and stuff, so like that's kind of how I've always been. But like once we start wrestling, that's when it just goes away. But what I really liked is is when he wrestled, he was right before me. So then I was literally right after, and every single time he won a match, I just got all hyped up, and I kind of just fed from his energy, and I loved it. And especially after that Barnhart match, when he pinned him, I got so excited. I wanted to like go up to him, but I was like, I had to like lock in because I was right after against Caden Henshaw. So I kind of just fed from it, and I loved it. Nerves all went away. I was ready to scrap. That's kind of how I went into it.
Yeah, for me, it's really just belief. I had some shots I couldn't finish in the first match, and I knew if I could clean up some finishes, I could put points on the board, and I just went out and executed, had fun. I just pushed the nerves aside and go wrestle free, and I really just don't feel like I have a whole lot of pressure. I thought I was done wrestling before this year, so I'm just trying to embrace it and have a lot of fun and just go out and let it fly, and that's what I did. So I got some finishes done and ended up getting a cradle in the semis and in the quarters.
And what do you think, because I mean, I think it's 21 or 22 was the last time we had somebody go to nationals, and for two guys to qualify, in your mind, obviously it's a little bit different coming from a transfer perspective, but I mean, what do you think an opportunity like this does for the program? Because I think we look at, you know, obviously from your individual perspective, it's a huge opportunity for you guys, but it's also a huge opportunity for the wrestling program in general to say, hey, MSUM wrestling is on the map. We're bringing guys to nationals and we're competing at nationals at a super high level. What do you think, you know, qualifying for nationals does for Dragon wrestling overall, just as from a program perspective?
Well, for starters, kind of a funny story. At regionals, I mean, we took out two number one in the nations in less than 15 minutes. And you were hearing little word from the crowd, like, Dragons, wow, these guys are just tearing it up. What's going on? We haven't seen these two. Like, we haven't really noticed their team a whole lot because we haven't had a qualifier in, what, 4 or 5 years, whatever. And it was just kind of cool to hear. And it made us realize that just in that moment itself, we started to put MSUM wrestling back on the map. And we just are ready to continue that this weekend and just go have fun. And our teammates are fired up. We got some coming down watching us, and it's going to be awesome. Create a fan section and just go have a good time, put on a show just like regionals.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what he said, I hope that what we're accomplishing, I hope that it puts MSUM on the map and really just like shows that, yeah, MSUM is up there too, and they can be up there. And I just hope it makes a big difference in the future coming for wrestlers deciding to come to Moorhead. And I mean, yeah, like we're there.
Yeah, recruiting is a huge thing. And when you're in high school, you like to watch people from teams you're looking at that national tournament and succeeding and doing good. It shows hard work in the room. It shows dedication just getting better and every day pretty much.
And you know, you bring up a good point, because obviously I was there too, and I sensed that once we started winning matches, even when Mason was, you know, taking care of business, and Liam too, it seemed like this kind of tide was turning of like, oh, okay, MSUM's here to compete. I mean, was there any chip on your shoulder or any sort of like, did you guys use that for a motivational factor, saying coming into a meet like this, maybe most people are probably writing off MSUM, writing off our 10 guys that we're putting in the regional tournament. Does that provide any additional motivation, or is it something similar to like what you guys said? You just kind of put your head down, work as hard as you can, and obviously the results are gonna follow regardless of what the perception might be coming into a tournament.
Yeah, personally, I don't mind being the underdog, because I believe in my work that I put in, believe in myself, and I know we're ready to go. And so, I mean, rankings really don't matter. I came into the season, January, No one knew I was going to be here. I just worked hard behind the scenes on my own as much as I could before I was able to come in here and practice, and, you know, just got on the grind and really don't mind. I mean, we proved last week that anybody can be beaten, and when it's MSU, I'm doing it. It feels good.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's the same with what he said. I kind of just blocked everything out and just focused on my work, and really just at the end of the day, I fed off his energy. I fed off the crowd's energy. I was at that rate. I was just loving it.